shows and happens. You're doing just great. Have you been?
Doing quite well, thank you. And how are you?
Oh, we're doing fine. I went and bought a boat, which was quite silly. And other than that, most things are the same. We're heading off to Colombia in a couple of days. All the usual stuff for us.
Are you going in your boat to Colombia?
No. It's a 24-foot little boat. I don't think it... You know, theoretically, it might make it to Colombia if the captain was more skilled than I am, but it's a certainty that if I tried it, we would drown.
Well, that wouldn't... You wouldn't want that. And where do you keep the yacht?
You know, you're the second amateur radio operator that's called it a yacht. I love this hobby because only in this hobby will you find people calling a 24-foot, 23-year-old Bayliner a yacht. Anyway, I keep it at Heather Marina, which is just under the Canby Bridge.
Okay, that's a good spot to keep it because you know, you're quick to get out of civilization.
Well, you know, the thing about Falls Creek from a boater's perspective is, especially on the weekends, and in summer, of course, it is full of people who are even more newbie than I am. So, like, they're the ones who rent the paddle boards and rent those things that look like bicycles on the water. And the dragon boats are out there, of course, and people with their kayaks.
It's
full of people who have death wishes, you know, and I really would rather not kill any of them, so it can get exciting.
Yes, I've seen them there, and then you throw in a jet skier who doesn't know about going slow and to the works, and there you go.
Those jet ski guys, oh my goodness, you don't know how right you are. There's a 5-knot speed limit in Falls Creek, and those guys sometimes do 40 knots. It's interesting.
Yeah, and then you add a whale into the mix.
Well, I haven't seen any of those yet, but who knows? Time will tell. I'm still learning, right? I'm a total newbie. I'm still learning how to dock the boat without crashing into other boats and all that stuff. So we'll keep at it. Maybe in a year or so I'll actually be a competent pilot, but I'm certainly not one today.
Yeah, well, practice makes perfect, but practice without an audience is best.
Yeah, practice with no reason for an audience is absolutely best. I'm trying to achieve that. Don't give them anything to look at, and we'll see. Again, it'll take time, but we're getting there. So you're still going to Salt Spring these days. Are you still piloting?
Yes and yes.
Ah, great stuff. You know, there are so many worse ways to spend a life than that.
Exactly.
All right, Graham. Great catching up with you a little bit. I'm going to go back to work, and I'll hopefully talk to you again soon. BA7ZD.
Thanks for the chit-chat, Rich, and we'll talk soon. BA7ZD, BA7GCA.
PE7ROX.
Welcome to the Saskatchewan Reflector 9300. Link connected.
V5DCP, V5DCP, you're on there, Doug? V5DCP, are you around, Doug?